Thank you. Richard?
Yeah. I think making it an invitation is not necessarily, we don't have to put it as part of the evaluation, but the truth is that if there's no contact between the LSB and the program director, how are people supposed to evaluate? I mean, you have a list of things, and if people don't know anything, I mean, I'm probably closer to this than anybody else in the room, and I don't know enough, right? And I hang out with Laura, and I don't know enough. So what is that telling us? If I can't write the evaluation, then why should anybody else be able to? If there's no way to evaluate, we can't evaluate. And at least bringing her here, not as an evaluation, not even putting it in that context, but simply so that people can ask questions, I don't see a problem with that.
Go ahead. I think we can still get to both areas. Right now, we have compromised the evaluation process. I deal with research and data and surveys. However, let's separate this out. Going forward, let's do what you're talking about. But up until this point, a part of the evaluation process would say that this is, we haven't received this, and that. And you put it on this evaluation. You then take that, the information coming out of that, of this evaluation process and use it as a platform to develop a plan going forward to what you're talking about. That once a month we would like to see X, Y, or Z happen from, the programming. As a matter of fact, from all staff, anybody that's has a key role. And then we would place all of that information on a calendar of our meetings, that at each meeting or one of the meetings we would have programming. Next meeting we would have this or that. But now a part of the evaluation has already been taking place and compromised if we say, oh, now let's hear from somebody. No, let's do both. And that's probably the Libra in me. But let's do both. Like, let's take what you want and have that to go forward. Stop, cease and desist. Develop the forms, get the forms out. We put in our information on the on the forms. And then, whatever evolves out of those forms, we use as a platform to develop programming for ongoing, you know, and that makes sense. And then you could still get what you're asking for and what we all want. We definitely need to have some kind of report from staff. But just from a logistics standpoint right now, you have a lot to do to get the survey forms cleaned up and out to all of us. And that could be part of our criticism or on those forms this time around. So it doesn't mean one or the other. It means that we do both. But it's when we do both. That's the question that you asked. So I move that we. Oh no, I don't like, because I don't feel like writing it out. Friendly amend. Yes. Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. I can. Yeah. I read. Okay. Then I offer it as a friendly amendment to the motion. Yeah, to continue to do, to clean up the evaluation form, get the evaluation form back out to us. We turn it in by such and such a time. And also to then assess the evaluation form and use it as a platform to move forward on setting up a calendar of activities for the station board. Is that too much?
Yes, too much
for this. Okay, sure. Here. Could you take this in? All right.
So the motion is on the floor and it's been seconded. What I would entertain as a friendly motion is to take the word before an evaluation is made, because that compromises the evaluation itself. But I think that Steve's impulse is good, to say we want to invite the person. So can I have somebody, a friendly amendment to that respect from someone? Okay, thank you. Okay, so it would be a motion to invite the program director to an LSB meeting for a report and discussion. Is that acceptable? Do I have a second? Mm-hmm. Okay, Tom? No, I understand that. It is a process, and it is rather lengthy, so we will invite her to the next meeting, or at least the following. If not, she can't make it to the next. But we probably won't have it done for a while, so I don't see that as an ominous, an imminent problem. Anyway, so the motion has been seconded on the floor with a friendly amendment. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Wait,
I'm sorry, did you have more discussion?
As soon as you put discussion in there, you've compromised your evaluation. Because it's a discussion of her work.
Let's just have her report.
Just do it.
I don't think discussion will come. I'm just going to rule that we're going to vote on the motion is. Okay, motion to invite program director to an LSB meeting for a report and discussion. I don't see that that's going to be a problem. So all those in favor of the motion as amended, please raise your hand. And all those opposed? Wait a minute. What?
So who made the amendment? Point of information.
Andrea made the amendment.
She is not. She did not. She did not want to cross it out.
Okay. She said yes when I said it. We're going to move forward.
She did not cross it out.
Okay.
I will cross it out. So
thank you. Cross it out, please. Okay. All those opposed? Any abstentions?
No, I'm opposed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, one opposed. Abstentions? Okay.
Wait, I'm changing to abstention.
You're keeping the track of the
Can we start over? Okay, all those in favor of the motion as amended, raise your hands.
Okay, just keep them up.
It's like, I'm going to abstain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are in favor.
Okay.
Seven.
All those in favor?
7 in favor.
Okay, all those opposed? Abstentions?
3.
I'm abstaining. So it's 3 abstentions.
The motion
passes. Yes. So, moving right along. Marilla.
I'd just like to add one thing. I think we need to have reports from everybody who's paid a salary. And I'm so
speaking into the mic, I can't hear you.
No, people can't hear you, Marilla.
I'm so glad that Andrea. Or this one. Can you hear me? Andrea spoke because she said a lot of what I was thinking, but I think it has to be for all the people that we pay big salaries to, and I don't think it should be, there needs to be a way that they will make a report. I don't think it should be invited to. I think it should be required, and so I think we need to do something about it. Not at this meeting, but I think we need to be thinking about that. We're paying a lot of money, and I was very distressed at the report that we got from Quincy. It seemed very narrow focus of what he was doing. It was not what I thought I was going to be getting. It was very aimed and elitist when it comes to planning the events. He wanted to have high ticket things. I think we need to be discussing with him that we want more than just a certain type of fundraising or support for activities. And it didn't seem to have a lot to do with content and what the goal of Pacifica was. It was all about fundraising. So I think we need to have more vigilance into what we're doing with our personnel here.
Thank you. I will say that last time I talked to Quincy, I know that he just met with Tom Livingston, and the focus coming up from Tom Livingston is fundraising, probably because we're in such dire straits right now. So that that was what he was told to focus on as manager, right? Yeah. Yes, Carol?
I just wanted to say, so the two people that we are responsible for evaluating are the program director and the general manager. Of course, Maria comes to these meetings and often makes reports, but we are not responsible for evaluating Maria. But I want to just give an example. I think it's different for someone to come and give a report than for someone during this section of the meeting that is part of an evaluation for us to, as part of our evaluation, to request someone to come. So that is the reason that I do not want to tie our evaluation to inviting her to come. I think it's a separate thing.
Thank you. So the next order of business was LSB Technology and Multimedia. Steve?
So I've had some individual discussions with people about technology and multimedia, and Tom and other people. So as I said, May the 20th, we're planning to have a meeting of this, like, task force for people who are interested. Well, maybe we could do a cafe coca latte or something, you know, just an informal discussion about multimedia and technology. Tom has been checking into the digital channels thing, because what it would allow us is, if there's a rally or a labor action or May Day, to have a live stream of the different events that are going on, community events and others, cultural events actually could be streamed. If and that would be a way of getting more support for KPFA and Pacifica. So that's why technology is very important. There are all these press conferences, rallies, strike actions. There are a lot of struggles going on. AFSCME workers may be going on strike at UC. I mean, there's big struggles going on. If we can, we might be able to get the support of the union to actually broadcast their rallies or their press conferences. And that would be very good, because then the members of the union would say, oh, look, I'm listening to it on KPFA. Think about that. I mean, if thousands of workers are on strike at UC and they're able to hear it live on KPFA, that's a big deal. I mean, that would encourage people to join KPFA and support our station. So this is like something we should look into and work to develop, because I think it can revitalize KPFA and Pacifica, the other stations as well. So anyway, the 20th, we're going to have this discussion in, on multimedia and technology. Maybe 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. It's a Saturday. Oh, no, it's a Sunday. It's...
Okay, I had a question, Steve. So I know you have Work Week, a website for Work Week. Do you post live streaming on that, or videos on your Work Week website? And how,
we have,
how does
we
that
have SoundCloud, but we, yeah, we want to we've been doing some live streaming, but we're working on having it on a website as well, so people can watch it as, you know, a program, because we cover many, many issues, or press conferences, rallies, we're covering them. Most of them are just taped and then brought, put on the SoundCloud. But what I'm suggesting is more people can be doing that, like Dennis's thing, for example. Dennis did this anti-war rally thing. That could have been on live on a digital channel. It wouldn't interfere with the regular programming, so there wouldn't be a problem of, you know, telling people you're not going to have a program, but it would help get support. And, you know, something like this anti-war protest, to have had that live on a digital channel would be a big deal. People would, all over, would be appreciative of that.
Thank you. Yes, Richard, and then
yeah, one
Sharon.
Of the things that we haven't been doing and could be done easily would be a link to a streaming when these events occur. And so people go to the website, press a button, and they go to wherever. We don't even have to do it, as long as there's a link to somewhere. And you know, and if there's a way, you know, I'll try to remember to talk to Quincy about this and see if we could have something on the front page somewhere that would just be a link to a page of streaming or something.
That's a great idea. Go ahead, Sharon.
Steve, if somebody wanted to, because you weren't quite sure about the time or the location, if somebody wanted to get confirmation about when it's happening, is there like a contact information?
Through the close list?
Okay.
Great.
But, I mean, is it open to the community as well? Or
well,
is it...
you know, this is a task force. I don't know what the rules are. But, I mean, basically, we're going to have a discussion about multimedia technology, how we can use it and develop it. And Frank Sterling will see if he can make, you know, the people who are doing this, you know, and different people. And that way we can kind of develop some plans.
I had a question for Richard. Richard, I know that on the air, there are a lot of FCC guidelines in terms of, you know, what words you can use. In some of the rallies I've been at, there's a lot of words that you can't use on the air. So I wonder how would you, if you have an opinion about that in terms of...
You mean in terms of streaming?
Yes.
Well, that's a very, very good question. There, I don't know if the digital count, if these digital channels actually count toward the FCC or not. Do they? Do we know? I mean, that's the question. I don't know. I mean, it's the digital channels, so they're over the air, but they're not over the air. I mean,
Tom, do you know the answer to that question?
What we're talking. That's not quite what I was talking about. Okay, streaming we know is fine. Streaming we know is fine. Over the air FM we know isn't fine, and you got to have the button. The question concerns these other two little digitally channels that Steve was talking about. Do those follow FCC rules, or would they follow the rules of streaming where anything goes?
Yes, no, it does count for the FCC.
Okay, so in that case, there would always have to be someone there to monitor the words 7 or 10 seconds before and press a button, and that becomes problematic.
That's correct. I mean, you got to have somebody there for any time you're going over the air to not get in trouble with the FCC.
That's the point. That's the point, and that's where you begin to have issues, because if you need someone to monitor, you may have to pay them, and money starts piling up.
So, yes, Tom?
Yeah, the other thing about that is that when something does slip out over the air, you're in a lot better status with the FCC if you record it and log it, right? So that it doesn't look like you're trying to cover it up or push it under the rug or something like that. You'll do a lot better with the FCC if you acknowledge that it happened and get it into a log.
Okay, well, let me, this can go on for
comment here.
Quite a while.
When the President of the United States talks about piss tapes and pussy, the whole thing becomes absurd.
I know, it's ridiculous. What is really obscene is war and people being bombed who are innocent people. That's obscene. So let's leave this to the technology committee to investigate if there is a way to do this that will not violate the FCC rulings, because I think that it has merit, but we'd have to figure out if there's some way around putting our station in violation of FCC rules. So that's up to investigate. So let's move on to town hall meeting. Can't believe we're actually moving pretty well here. So town hall meeting, Steve was going to look into that, and I think that Carol Wolfley also looked into some ideas for it. So let's go ahead.
So as I said, what we had talked about at our previous meeting is we were supposed to have a town hall meeting every 6 months. So I talked with SEIU 1021, who's a member here, And he said that their hall would be available if we have a meeting in San Francisco. If we wanted to have a meeting there, he would make it available. And one of the things about if we do it on multimedia and technology is we could have not only people at the station, but we could have people who are knowledgeable in the industry, communications industry, tech industry, come and speak. This is an educational meeting. Besides having what people would like to see, we could have some people who are very knowledgeable about technology making presentations about how KPFA and Pacifica can develop the technology. So I see this as not just a people saying what they want, but an exchange with people who are doing the technology, the streaming and the new technology, and how we can integrate it more into our station. That's how I envision it. And we're looking possibly in August or something like that. And I can, next month, I can give a little more report. But that's the idea of the thing.
Okay. First, just let me say, I think that we had discussed at some length that what the bylaws say about the purpose of a town hall meeting. So while we can touch on technology and the media and stuff, which is perfectly germane, the purpose of a town hall meeting is to listen to the public. I personally think it's important for them to have access to us. Going into the city might be a little bit problematic for parking, because I go there somewhat consistent. Parking, bridge, you know, cover charge to the city is pretty much these days, but that's just my take on it. But here's, right, it's no, it is. It's just San Francisco in particular is pretty, maybe we could get some billionaires to show up, huh? Here, Carol has something to say.
Yeah, well, I think also that it's really important to give a space and stay in alignment with the bylaws in terms of the town hall meeting. I also had a conversation with the people from the senior center here, and one thing that would help us is to save money is to have our town hall be part of one of our already scheduled KPFA LSB meetings. We're doing pretty good with our time. And we could have our town hall meeting. So I did write a resolution. I know that in our community work, one of the things that we get a lot of questions about is what's happening with Pacifica. And so I think it would be great to have our PMB reps give short reports about, you know, what's going on with Pacifica, and have the KPFA LSB officers facilitate the meeting. So here's my resolution I would like to propose to the group. The KPFA LSB resolves to hold a town hall meeting at the North Berkeley Senior Center on August 18th. That's our regularly scheduled LSB meeting, from 1 to 3. So we could hold our own meeting ahead of time, and then from 1 to 3, after holding our KPFA regular LSB meeting, from 11 to 12:45, KPFA LSB officers will facilitate the meeting, including a welcome, introductions, and updates from PNB members. The main focus of the meeting will be to provide community participants an opportunity to make time to presentations and or to use their time to ask questions, with time sharing adjusted based on the number of participants, with agreements to focus on facts and speak respectfully of others. So that's my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. It's been motion and seconded. Any discussion? Steve, oh, okay, go ahead, Tom.
Well, my concern is, given the length of most PN or LSB meetings, are we going to be able to schedule something like that directly behind an LSB meeting on the same day? I mean, that doesn't seem real practical to me.
Thank you. Sharon?
I want to speak in favor of the motion. I think it's a good idea. I think we could get through our agenda, because honestly, a lot of what we talk about really has no actual bearing on the governance of the station. It's just sort of general discussion about how things maybe could be better, which is always nice, but I think we would get through our meeting quickly enough. And I want to mainly what I want to do is emphasize what Carol was saying, which is that we do need to listen to the people. And I think most people are concerned about what's happening across the network, what's happening with the loans, what's happening at WBAI, what's happening, you know, with the interim general manager and whether he will have a general manager, you know, because 6 months will be up by then, by August, and theoretically he should have at least some nominations. So I think generally people are interested in those subjects, and I think that would be a very good topic for the town hall meeting, whenever it's held.
And I might insert before you, Steve, that we could have make sure that we have a very abbreviated meeting so that we have it very carefully timed so it doesn't go on forever. to make sure that it doesn't, to Tom's point, which I take into consideration. Yes, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's such a good idea to have a meeting around the internecine warfare going on in Pacifica, frankly. You know, because you're going to have a very acrimonious meeting. Just the beginning of our meeting here. And I don't really want to see a big, you know, acrimonious fight back of you know, people arguing back. It's not a waste of time, frankly. And it would be better to focus on something we can all, like, kind of get together on. How do we want to transform KPFA and Pacifica to build it up? That's why we had proposed originally multimedia and technology. Because what is being proposed is like a fight, you know, fish fight or something, you know, of people arguing about Pacifica. I think probably a big problem in Pacifica is a self-introspection of what's going on in Pacifica. And not how we could go outside and start to reach other people. That has been a big problem. So I would suggest that in August, and August 18th is fine, we can get a place for free. It isn't a question of cost. We can get SEIU 1021. It would be good to have it in a union hall where the union could contribute, maybe that they want to support Pacifica more and KPFA by having their events on, like, streaming or something like that. So I would argue against that motion. And that if we have it, we have it at SEIU 1021, and we focus on multimedia and technology.
Just one moment, Richard. I mean, Richard's going to speak, but I would just interject, again, refer to the bylaws and the purpose of a town hall meeting, and whether people argue back and forth or not, that's their meeting. I'm not recognizing you yet. I hear what you said.
Yeah, you
it's responded. Richard's turn, but I'm just letting you know, read the bylaws.
I've been to town hall meetings. I don't know how many of you have been to town hall.
I don't care. I'm telling you what the bylaws say. You're not in order. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, first of all, if you're going to have a town meeting, it's going to be whatever the town meeting is. You could walk in and say, we want to talk about technology, but you're going to wind up with a town hall meeting about Pacifica and what Sharon is saying. There's no way around it. There really isn't. And I agree that the kind of thing you want is terrific. It's not a town hall meeting in the same sense as we're talking about here. And what you want is great, but you cannot control what people are going to say, period. You're not going to, and it's going to be whatever it is going to be. And that's going to suck, but that's life.
Tom.
I would amend the motion with a time certain to start the meeting.
The town hall meeting.
That town hall meeting, yes.
It has a time certain. Let me read it again. The KPFA LSB resolves to hold a town hall meeting at the North Berkeley Senior Center on August 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. after holding our KPFA regular LSB meeting from 11 to 12:45, KPFA officers will facilitate the meeting, including a welcome, introductions, and updates from PMB members. The main focus of the meeting will be to provide community participants an opportunity to make time to presentations and or to use their time to ask questions, with time sharing adjusted based on the number of participants. with agreements to focus on facts and speak respectfully of others.
Thank you. Tom?
Yeah, I would just add the words time certain just before 1 p.m.
Friendly amendment, I'm okay with time certain.
Okay, I second that. There's a friendly amendment. Yes, Richard?
Is there a way, I mean, I don't know if this...
I skipped Anthony. Anthony was next. I'm sorry, Anthony.
Here's one problem. You know, theoretically in August we ought to be at least taking our first look at the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and that's apt to be time consuming, so it's probably not the time to have an abbreviated LSB meeting. Another thing is, you know, I don't doubt that Berkeley is sort of the center of gravity of KPFA listener land. But we all need to get out of Berkeley, too. We need to go to faraway places like San Francisco, where some of us live and don't worry about parking because we don't own cars and we get around on the bus, or even really remote places like San Mateo or Fremont. But, you know, seriously... you know, we need to get out and about and hear the thoughts and opinions of people who don't live within a 5 mile radius of the radio station. And yeah, I suppose that's my comment for the moment.
Thank you, Tom. Richard.
You know what I said before to Steve about how you can't control. But there might be a way to guide, and if the words technology and the future of radio were added into that speech, would that, I mean, something to that effect would kind of indicate that we're not just talking about Pacifica and what Sharon was talking about, but there's more to it than that. Could we do that in that thing about the town hall meeting?
I just wanted to say something to respond to what Anthony said, and then I'll respond to what you're saying, Richard. I think one of the things that we're doing with outreach right now, and the CAB has members in San Jose, Petaluma, Danville, Hayward, and Oakland and San Francisco. So one of the things that they're working on with these lists of participating with and building connection with communities, I think people need to know about KPFA more, and then, you know, to do outreach in those communities to get groups of people, you know, who are interested in KPFA so that they could give us feedback. So I think I would like to put some of that outreach effort into taking our literature and letting people know about the station. I think it is a mistake. There's a lot of things. I mean, the women's department could want to have the focus be on the women's department. We could have, you know, wanting to have more literature and culture. Music is a big part of KPFA, so I would be against narrowing it to any single focus. A lot of people are uncomfortable with live streaming. Who are in the activist community. So I think that we need to keep it general so that a lot of people can participate, and not just, you know, not just community members, but maybe staff too. So
Marilla?
When you said that, it made me wonder if there might be a way that we could have segmented parts by topic and have people go to different classrooms and then have a general wrap-up meeting after. I think that might be, is it on? So that people would be drawn in a positive way, I think, to at least start the discussion. I mean, maybe that would be better than just letting the few tirators get up and monopolize everything.
That's nothing to do with anyone here.
Would that be a possibility?
Yes, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. I did just want to say, in response to what Anthony said about the budget, that is true, that I believe we get the budget. Now that I'm treasurer, and thank you all for voting for me, whoever did. So I had thought about that too, and then I remembered last year what we did was we had workshops which Maria ran, and so I thought that was very productive because it was a smaller group and it was not formal. We just could have a discussion. So what I had been thinking was to just we'll probably receive the budget in August, as I recall, and so maybe schedule some workshops between August and September when we have to vote on it.
That's a good idea. So I let me just say that I don't think we want to limit any topic of discussion for the town hall meeting. So, you know, that I think that the motion is fine personally as it runs, and we're not eliminating the possibility of talking about technology and media during that. It's a town hall meeting. People will happen. Discussions will come up. People will want to talk about stuff. So I think that we should just go ahead and vote on the motion at this point. So thank you. Do I have a second for the question being called, if it's necessary? Yes.
Can we have the motion read as it was modified?
Okay.
Did you want to read it?
Not particularly.
I've read it twice already, so. Okay. The KPFA LSV resolves to hold a town hall meeting at the North Berkeley Senior Center on August 18th, with a time certain 1 to 3 p.m. after holding our KPFA regular LSV meeting from 11 to 12:45, KPFA officers will facilitate the meeting, including a welcome introductions and updates from PMB members. The main focus of the meeting will be to provide community participants an opportunity to make time presentations and to use their time to ask questions, with time sharing adjusted based on the number of participants, with agreements to focus on facts and speak respectfully of others.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion?
Keep your hands up.
Eight. All those opposed?
Two.
Two opposed. Abstentions? No abstentions. Motion passes. And I could use a motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Just ask for objections.
Okay.
I said ask for any objections. For most rapid way to get through it. Hey, Carol, what was the date? Carol, what is the date of the town hall?